Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Durrani, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Drew Casaccio, a.k.a. Cappuccino. Drew is the founder of DCCS, owner and producer of 216 Creator Studios, founder of Shared Connections Networking Group, and host of the Art of Leveling Up podcast series. With over 20 years' experience in consulting and networking and hospitality, Drew decided to develop a single point of communication in the brokerage space and specializes in business resourcing. Through cost analysis, Drew can provide savings in real estate, insurance, technology, and academy and media, ultimately creating its own industry, business resourcing. Drew is helping companies and organizations adapt to the challenges in the new hybrid marketplace in society. As a coach in business and personal development, Drew utilizes the global network that he helped build, Shared Connections, to help others level up their mindset to grow in a well-balanced life. Driven by a desire to empower creators and amplify their voices, Drew established 216 Creator Studios with his business partner, Kent Deke Jones, as a hub for collaboration and innovation. Located in the vibrant cultural hub of Crystal Lake, Illinois, 216 Creator Studios is more than just a production space. It's a community where artists, influencers, and thought leaders converge to bring their ideas to life. At the helm of 216 Creator Studios' flagship podcast and live stream studio, Drew oversees every aspect of production from conceptualization to distribution. Under his guidance, the studio has become a breeding ground for groundbreaking content, attracting top talent, and garnering a dedicated global audience. Enjoy the show. Drew, good to see you.
Hey, Drew, how are you? Drew times two.
Drew times two. I love your name, which is the reason why I had you on, because of your name. No, I'm just kidding. You are exactly the type of human being I need and want in my life. And the first thing I do is I thank those who introduced us. Now, how you and I met is really interesting, because I've been at Shared Connections, your networking group, for a good 2.5 years now, and hadn't gotten a chance to either speak with you or Chris or Jeff. Yet I am married to your networking group. It was only about 3 months ago when Orlia Moore, who's a good friend of mine, happened to be either at Podfest or somewhere, and she ran into you, and you had heard about me mentioning my Mindful Man movement at Shared Connections, and you and I just hadn't gotten a chance to talk. And so Orly reached out and said, Drew Casaccio said he'd love to talk with you about the men's group. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know Drew, yet I don't know Drew. So thank you, Orlia Moore, for putting a flame under our butts to get a chance to talk, because Drew is the brother I don't have, now I do. So thank you, Orly. So that's always the first thing I do. Next thing is, why are you here, Drew? Drew, when we're growing up, we're told that life is linear. And our parents, the people around us, aren't telling us that maliciously. They want to protect us. And they're hoping that our life is, if you do A plus B plus C, D is going to happen, everything's going to be great. And you and I know we do the right things, and not always life is linear. You know, life is linear until it's not. Something happens in life that gets in the way and puts us to a circuitous route in life, and we make decisions. Now, you're here because you're what I call man number three. So somebody's going to ask me, Drew, what are man number two and one? Well, man number one is somebody we can be every day. It depends on our level of awareness. And that's the man who's got blind spots, doesn't know what they are, just goes through their 8 to 10 to 12 hour day, going through the motions on autopilot, subconscious, and just that's it. That's life, you know? Then there's man number two. Little higher level of self-awareness, who notices things are happening, yet sees himself as the victim. Life is doing this to me. I'm the victim. It's somebody else's fault. I have no control over my life. I'm going to continue living the way I'm living. Then there's man number three, Drew, who you are and who I aspire to be and am becoming. And we're a work in progress. Man number three sees adversity, and at times falls into that victim thing, but more often than not says, this is not a barrier. This is an opportunity to improve my life. This is life giving me this adversity, it giving it for me. I can make this better and do something different in life. And I know you've had an interesting life thus far and you're still young. Can you please, for the audience, reach back as far as you need to go, find that defining moment, whether it was the tap on the shoulder, the 2x4 upside the head that said, damn, Drew, there's a better way to live. I'm going to do something different and I'm going to become a stronger man. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, of course. Great question, by the way. So I have to like kind of dig in the vault a little bit. But first and foremost, thanks for having me as a guest on your show. I'm a huge fan. Listen, when it comes to being linear, the very first thing I'd like to say to that before I answer this question is, where we live in the world today is kind of revamping into what the American dream is. And that's what being an entrepreneur is. And they're filled with challenges and obstacles. So when you surround yourself, it's you become the space you surround yourself in. So if
Absolutely.
you're around, I'm man number three. I wasn't always man number three. I was one and two. There's a ladder to climb there. Because I was with different groups of different styles of people. And where I come out of Chicago. I'm an Italian kid from the south side of Chicago. And that's where everything stemmed. I come from my family always had not necessarily I now that I realize it as an adult, was a very pessimistic view on everything. It was hope for the best, right? Expect the worst and hope for the best. So when you have that obstacle in front of you, back then it was, ugh, again, man, you know what? Why do I even try? Why, and then you get in trouble as a kid. I was a troublesome kid. I'm sure we all were at our own pace. To where my father was like, rest his soul, but my father was like, you'll never amount to anything. That was the words of back in the day. Because why? Because I said so. Never an explanation. You're to be seen and not heard. You don't being in the house, you're outside. Yes, I'm a Gen Xer man. I drank from the hose. I did all that stuff, right? Bikes, no helmets, radiator pedals on my bike. I mean, we went through all this stuff. We had rock fights, broke windows, and caused all kinds of havoc to where my father was like, you're just going to be that kid. And instead of embracing what I was and trying to show me a different light, that's how he was treated by his father and so forth and so on. So there's a pattern there, right? It wasn't until I dug myself, to answer your question, I dug myself from that and utilized that as, hey, I can sit and do nothing. Or I could do something. Regardless if the obstacle sucks or not, I'm gonna try to do something about it. And so that kind of changed the mindset slightly, right? So at the age, and I'll give a quick story if we have the time.
Absolutely.
At a young age of like 9, 8, my father had, and this kind of sounds like an Italian movie, but my father had a shoe shine box in the garage. My father was a bar fly. He jumped from tavern to tavern to tavern. In Chicago, there's a tavern in every neighborhood on the block, right? So we do grocery shopping on a day or whatever. And he'd like, I gotta stop and see the boys, I'm like, oh, okay, So we go. And then I would sit there. I was bored out of my tree. Video games in these taverns didn't really work. It was don't touch this, don't touch that. You only got the long pretzel. Because you didn't want to challenge the eggs floating in the mystery juice.
I love it.
Right? So I was like, bored. So one day I grabbed that box and an old guy down the street showed me how to shine a shoe. And I was like, I'm gonna bring that with me. And while I was there, I'm like, Dad, can I shine your friend's shoes and practice? And he's like, yeah. So and all of a sudden his buddy gave me a buck, right? It was like a buck, and I'm like, cool. I'm like, if I do this, I get this. So fast forward, My father gets a call one day from one of the bar owners. He's like, Tony, your son's over here without you, shining people's shoes for money. And they're letting him, and some of them have like gym shoes on. You don't even shine those, right? And they're giving it because it's your kid. And so, and that wasn't it. What my father didn't know at the time is that was my fifth stop.
Oh boy, I love
Right.
it. Oh my God, yep.
So now we're talking 80s,
Oh
early
wow.
80s, right? And I came home, I had 300 in cash in my pocket.
Wow.
And my father's like, give it to me. Now, he took it, asked me if it went towards my college, asked me if it went towards anything. It ended up right back where I got it, right?
Wow.
And so he's like, you got plenty of time to get a job, just be a kid. And I was like, but this is okay. Became a paper boy, did that whole thing, found a loophole, two kids down the street. These girls, we found a Target shopping cart. They would push me in the cart as I was throwing papers
Oh
on
my gosh,
porches.
yeah.
They would have them all rolled up and banded for me. And then when I would collect the money from porch to porch, I'd give them a share,
I
right?
love it. Oh my God.
My father didn't like that. My mother was like, no, that's a good thing. You're working, you know? And so now I'm like, okay, so now what do I do? So the best job was Tasty Freeze,
I remember
because ice cream,
Tasty
dude, the perks were great,
Freeze.
right? So I went up to this guy off of Holman, and I was like, hey, I'd like a job. He's like, kid, you're too young, I can't hire you. And he's like, why do you want a job here? And I was like, Tasty Freeze, you know? And he's like, well, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 50 cents a day to pick up the parking lot. Get all the garbage, throw it out. I said, all right. So I picked up the lot. He gave me 50 cents. The next day, I came back with two friends. I gave them 10 cents a piece to pick up the lot. And I watched them do it.
I
And the guy
love
was like, what are you, management now?
I
You
love
already, I'm like, right. He's like, now I'll give you a buck so everybody can, you know. So three Tasty Freezes, four 7-Elevens, two church parking lots. We started making money, right?
it.
Dad said, now you're, you know, I'm like, Dad, this is my money. No, no,
Oh,
no.
yeah.
Oh, okay. So then I started, there was a time we were moving to the suburbs, city got bad. And out of the driveway, once again, bored. I could have been out there doing drugs. Could have been out there doing,
True,
that's
you could
later
have.
in life. Drew.
All right,
Right.
all
So I'm
right.
like, I'm in my driveway, and my neighbor's like, I was washing my dad's car. My neighbor's like, hey, if you wash my car, I'll give you. I was like, ooh, if I do that, I get that. Said, okay. So basically what happened is I started detailing all the cars in my driveway.
I love it.
And my dad was like, hey, you're using all my water. If you break something, who's paying for that? And I was like, no, that I get you. So I started researching. I didn't tell him what I made, and I wasn't giving up my money anymore.
This time,
I'm
nope.
like 17, right? And so I went to a dealership and I said, listen, who's shammying off all these cars after it rains in your lot? And they were like, nobody. I'm like, I'll do it for $5 a car. And they're like, oh yeah. So I started doing that, and I ended up getting this kid to do it with me, and I was splitting it with them. And then we started doing all mobile, a bunch of spots. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, you detail? Yeah, I detail. So I started buying equipment with the money I made. I went out and got insurance. And then my dad was like, hey, listen, all these cars parked out front. This is, what is this, ridiculous? What are you doing? And I'm like, yeah, Dad. I'm like, I'm working. This is my job. He's like, why don't you get a real job? That's what I got. That was the mindset. Get a real job.
A real job, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. So that was the time where I broke it out to him. I said, so here's the deal. I do airplanes at Schomburg Airport. I do $15 a foot. I'm doing 40-foot yachts over at Grand Sport Baja. I'm doing the cars out of the lot. I'm having chamois off. I got a crew of people out there doing this for me. So here's the deal. How much do you make a year? Because I'm doing 10,000 a week.
There you go.
And here's the money for the water. So then I went out and I bought a truck and a van And I got all this stuff together. I wasn't doing anything at the house anymore. And then my father had nothing else to say. So that was the moving moment where it
That is
was like,
moving.
I dare you to tell me I can't. Because not only am I gonna do it, but I'm gonna crush it and you're gonna feel like an idiot at the end. And it was like, not that it should have been vindictful,
No, I understand
but
this.
being vindictful at the same time, it was like a satisfying moment and a satisfying moment. Now here's the dumb thing. $10,000 a week, I was spending 15 because I was a kid.
Oh
You know what I
boy.
mean? Stupid. Oh, I'll buy it. It's on me, guys. You know, no matter where we went on
Of
trips, we
course.
were on boats, we were doing all this jet skiing and, you know, stupid kids, right? So, you know, there was a problem with that. But yeah, I want to say that was the defining moment. I know my answer was very long, but
No,
this
that
is how
is
you get my
beautiful.
baseline
That is
of where I'm
beautiful.
at as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, now that is a beautiful story, man. And I'm telling you, you stuck to your guns, you felt confident in your abilities, and you did what many of us don't do. I tell people that, greater than 50% of our belief systems formed by the age of 7 to 10, and greater than 90% by the age of 18, and belief system about the world and about ourselves. And because we've been conditioned to believe certain things, many of us are not unique because we just do what we're told. I love the fact that you learned early, if I do this, then I do this. It's cause and effect, right? Everything we do has a consequence. And it's a beautiful lesson, Drew, that you didn't give up. And so let's go to that defining moment and move from there onto where that brought you in your life, personally and professionally, to slowly become the man you are now, because I know you have a beautiful family. And how did you build that family? And how do you continue to help your family, support them, and be that provider and supporter for others too?
So, I do have a beautiful family. My wife is awesome. She's still my best friend. We're close to 30 years in together. And as an Italian woman, most people are like, "What are you nuts?" I'm like, "Well, no, actually, she supports me at 100%. She's everything I've ever wanted." In a relationship, she's
Beautiful.
beautiful, she has a brain. She's crushing it out there as a payroll director for a fortune
That's
company.
beautiful.
And two beautiful kids. They're thriving. Just like any kids in today's society, they have their challenges and their issues too, which seem to be different than what we had to go through. But listen, they're smart to the point where I can't keep up. And when I start questioning myself, I'm like, God, she's talking about like string theory. What? I quantum physics. What? She's 16. What?
Unbelievable.
Right. So I'm blessed with that.
How'd you meet, if you don't mind me asking, how'd you meet your wife? I love these stories, if you don't mind mentioning them.
So Rita's my wife. Basically, I was. During a period in my 20s, I was back in trouble. I was doing, I, f I fell into the wrong crew, doing the wrong things. I was DJing music and then throwing these parties where I probably shouldn't have been, doing all the wrong stuff. And I had a cousin that lived in Arizona. He was like, and he was no better. He was with me most of the time, but straight out his life, and he's an artist. Shout out to Ease One Digital, Frank Raffalo. Love him like a brother. He moved to Arizona, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. So dropped everything, businesses, everything, and I was gonna move to Tucson to live with him for a while. Change my mindset a little bit, try to find myself, who I was. So the day before I left, I was at a friend's house, and Rita was there because she. His sister was her friend, and we just kind of hooked up. And she played like she was too good for me,
I love
like
it. I
this
love it.
college girl. And like, oh, I don't, I'm like, okay. So we just started striking up a conversation and kind of hit it off. And we stayed. When I moved, it was the next day I had to move, and I was like, man, so I called her. Like, can I get her number? So we just kind of stayed in touch while I was away. And she was like, listen. I want to move to Scottsdale and go to culinary school. I was
Oh,
like, okay.
okay.
So I came back for 6 months, grabbed her. We went to Scottsdale and lived in Scottsdale together,
Beautiful.
which is weird because you would think her parents would be like, who the hell is this guy? It
Yeah.
was just kind of
Yeah.
like, well, we trust you. And so they trusted her.
Oh,
Of course, I
beautiful.
got to talk, you know,
Yeah.
like, I'll murder you. I got one of those. I'll murder you.
No.
And I was
Yeah.
like, well, it's your daughter. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
We went out there, man. She didn't have friends or family chirping in her ear. I didn't have that either.
Yeah.
We fought like cats and dogs. It's that
Yeah.
beginning of that relationship thing. We realized it was just us out there. So we learned how to adapt to each other
Yeah.
and become one. We went through all that crap outside of anybody telling us and
Yeah,
whispering in our
exactly.
ear to make it worse, right? Because
Good,
that's usually
good.
what the curse is.
Yeah, it usually does. Yeah.
And then she went through culinary school. I became a chef.
Oh, that's
And
right. You did tell me
yeah, she's a
that.
certified pastry chef and chef, and she was doing the same thing. Well, neither of
Yeah.
us are doing that for a living now, mind
I
you.
love it.
But we had a great time and we racked up a lot of debts. And we lived out in Arizona for like 6 years.
Wow.
We moved back. We wanted to get married and start a family. We didn't want to do it without family around. So that's basically how we met.
I
And
love that. I love that, man. And you got to know each other as deeply as human beings before, you got married and stuff. That's so important, the friendship piece, to be able to say it and mean it that you two are best friends, warms my heart, man. So that's great stuff. So tell me what you're doing now, professionally. I know you're doing a lot of different things, Drew. Let us know what you're doing and where it's going.
We'll start with something that I designed about 7, 8 years ago. I
Mm-hmm.
designed a business model, a DCCS. It stands for Dynamic Conversion Consulting Services. Basically, what I do is I built a brokerage. We call it business resourcing. We got identified as our own industry
Yeah.
because we do everything from real estate to insurance, technology, human resource, talent management, academy, and media. So
Okay.
we're soup to nuts in business. We built a vetted back end that we pass this business to, and we basically get a residual for anything that we pass. Now,
Okay.
we utilize the word channel because channel is kind of that back end where you have play. So let's just say there's a startup company. Let's say, Drew, you're starting up a business.
Yeah.
And so you would come to me and be like, hey, listen, I'm starting a business. Where do I start? I say, well, this is where you start. Let me get you with this accounting firm. They're going to get you dialed in with all the right paperwork. They're going to get your corporation set up for you, and then we're going to help you find your real estate. We're going to put your technology in that. We're gonna, and I pass you to all the right people that are vetted, that
Right.
they're not out to gouge, right? They
Right.
know that
Beautiful.
you're a startup,
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
you have one single phone call for multiple services
Yeah.
without having that headache and that nightmare.
Okay.
Now, if you were in the what we call the SMB market, small and medium sized companies, and you're like, hey, I'm looking to scale up, then we say, okay, hey, I need a voice over IP system and technology. No problem, I'll bid that out for you. They say, hey, I can't, it's not in my budget. No matter what, great, give me all your bills. We do a cost analysis, and then we will find you apples to apples or apples to better on all of your services,
Good.
change you out. Give you a 40% savings so you can reallocate those dollars to the stuff that you need.
Yeah,
A lot of
yeah.
people, a lot of companies don't internally do that.
Good
And
point.
the
Yeah.
people they have playing in those positions, you think they're out there shopping for their next internet bill. You think they're out there
Yeah.
shopping to find out, right?
Yeah.
We also put bodies in seats and we can get their insurance. We also shop private insurance if they want to have their employees come to us. We do that. We don't charge for the legwork on helping find the right within their employees' budget. Anything
Right.
from supplemental all the way to full benefit plans and corporate plans if they
That's
need it.
beautiful. Yep.
Technology is anything from the bandwidth to data center to security. I mean, you name it, we're in it. Cybersecurity insurance, even we're doing that
That's
now.
great. Yeah.
Academy is we have 2,000 courses in our Academy LMS tool that is based on business. So we took 180 of those that formulates decent for business,
Right.
and we're charging a minimum rate for an annual subscription. So you can go in anything from disk, Sigma, Microsoft, and then there's human resource tools. There's
Right.
Sales 101 to, building relationships, leadership development,
Wow.
coaching. So we have that's going out there as well. And then people like yourself, as a coach, what you do is you sit in my platform and they're like, hey, listen, we wanted the LMS tool. And I offer services for people like you to say, hey, listen, who would be a good fit for that along with that MS tool is he'll come to your office. We're going to send Drew. We're going to send Keisha. We're going to send Lindsay, because they formulate a great strategy together. They come out, they do their presentation, they walk you through everything. And then you get the LMS tool to follow up and get certified in everything else you do. So, and now media is anything from broadcasting to commercials to podcasting live stream. And I did that is because I own with my partner Kent Jones and Mike Krejci, 216 Creator Studios, which was a hobby that's gone business. I came into play to make it a business, and we're right now at that tipping point of it being an actual business.
Good for you.
Which is great. So now we have anywhere on a platform that has an outreach to 35 million people. Do all 35 million watch and listen? No, people get that misconstrued all the time, but it's out there for them too. It's just like a gym membership. If you come on my platform, Drew,
You use it.
you don't automatically get fit when you get that gym membership. You got to put in the work,
Exactly. You got to do the work. Yep. Got to do the work.
But we're here. We do all the back end stuff, build the intros, the outros. We do audiobooks for authors. We have a vocal room for singers, rappers. We have a full music studio for re live recording of bands. It's also a rehearsal space. And we had the room I'm in now in front of me is our podcast live stream room, and it's a piano. We're partnered in with Piano Trends here for the space. It's a barter basically. So we interview bands around the piano, then we record them in the studio. And then we give them that data as well. And our next move is going to be concert venue. But we
Beautiful.
also have other shows too. So, folks, you want to check us out, 216 Creator Studios, go to our YouTube channel. It's the best way to find us. Hit that live tab. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. That would be awesome. And then that notification bell for any of the shows that you like to see, you'll get a notification and let you know that's popping up.
I
So
love it.
that's basically what we're doing now. Having a lot of fun, Drew, doing it.
I'll tell you, Drew, I give you credit because you think of the startup entrepreneur who has more questions than answers. And many of us, the reason why many of us fail within 2 to 3 years is because we have this checklist of all the things we need, and we don't know the right people with whom to partner. So you end up picking somebody and you may get screwed and then you try something else. We also don't know the sequence of the best way to go about it. So you may start with what should be check number seven. You start with that first. So you give us, and I'll put myself in here, you give the solopreneur the opportunity to reduce the fear of the unknown. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Listen, I'm only human. I fall in that category just the same as anybody else. I'm not perfect. But I'll tell you what makes the difference. Because the real answer is surround yourself in greatness, you become great. And it's always about the who, never about the how. If you want to do something and that's just not your fit, find the one that can do it, work a deal. People are afraid to revenue share.
Yes, they are.
Revenue share is there's enough honey in the honey pot for everybody. And if you find the right people, you become a great team where that volume hits, money is to be made. I don't, money is not my end. Listen, the root of all evil, right, is the love of money.
The greed piece is the root.
But money can't buy your happiness. Somebody told me once from our group, but it sure rents the hell out of it. You need it. You
I
need it
get
to
it.
survive.
I
You need
get
it
it. We
to.
do.
If your goals are to, if you focus on your goals on other people, you'll realize that it comes back to you almost a hundredfold if you do it right. My goal is not to make millions of dollars. My goal is to help as many people as I possibly can in my lifetime. A, because that'll leave me as a legacy.
Yes.
As a legacy, when I pass, biggest fear of most people is what happens after.
Yeah,
It doesn't really
exactly.
matter at that point
Right.
because the teachings that you give, the good person that you are, people will remember that and want to continue that legacy moving forward. And that's how you live on after.
I love
That
that.
is my ultimate goal. Now, if I'm helping others and I'm giving, I never have to take because I always get because people help back.
Yes, it's
You
true.
know,
Very
you get
true.
a lot of people as a man, they're like, no, I don't need that. Don't help me with money. Don't. But you're taking the opportunity away from me to do what
To
I do
do
best.
what you want to do.
You know what
Exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
And
Yep.
listen, I'm not a millionaire, but if I can find a way to help people, you know, circulate, that's going to be part of my life and my team too.
Absolutely.
Why would I
Absolutely.
take that opportunity away? It's very important, excuse me, it's very important to remember when I created Shared Connections
Yeah.
with Jeff and Chris. Now,
Yeah.
listen, these two guys are like my brothers. I
Yeah.
love them
Yeah.
dearly.
Yeah.
And it was during COVID. We started with 15 people on the list. Now
Okay.
we actually have like, I think close to 1,200
Oh
on,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
right? But
Yeah.
we only get a turnover where people are always invited once it's a vetted group, once it's Zoom, right? You do it on
Right.
Zoom
Right.
because we couldn't get in person. So now we have a worldwide grasp on building the relationships, not only locally, but
Right.
across the pond,
Yeah.
right?
Yep. Yeah.
And
Absolutely.
so now those relationships come inside. So I built an ecosystem that relates through my studios with DCCS back into my group because, well, it's a winner chicken dinner. I'm surrounding myself by vetted people that have the same mindset, that want to succeed, that also need help, that also want to help. And it's growing. So since COVID has been, we're a distance from that now. Numbers have reduced on our show up level. But now it's time to create charters and chapters in
Of
different
course.
states
Of
where
course.
people can run those
Yeah.
and still make that legacy of shared connections a thing.
Love
But
it.
you know, we have a podcast coming out. It's my show. It's called The Art of Leveling Up by
Yeah.
Cappuccino. Everybody calls me
I love
Cappuccino because
that
well, who doesn't love a
cappuccino.
cappuccino?
There you go.
Right.
I
And
love
it's
it.
brought to you by DCCS at a Shared Connections Network group.
Love
So,
it. I love
and
it.
then we get to interview guys like you. That's what you're doing for me today, right?
Yep.
And then that gets them out there as well. And
Yeah.
ultimate goal is to just keep building all of it together and having enough great people in our lives
Yes.
to move forward. Now, listen, if you're good and you're
Yeah.
satisfied with being good, that's awesome. But there's an opportunity to always be great. And there's
Yes.
always an opportunity to go from great to awesome.
I love
And
that.
sometimes, as a man, we put up these blinders
Yes, we do.
and we look around and it's like, oh, these people, they don't even know what genders they are. And oh, this is blue and red and the wings, both wings. Listen, we're all on the same plane. Nobody figured this shit out.
I
You know,
love
forgive my
it. Yep.
French on your show, but it's
True.
like, okay,
Yep.
but if you surround yourself in that, guess what your mindset's going to be all the time? Oh, shit. It's going to
Yeah.
be shit.
Yeah, it is gonna be
Surround
shit.
yourself by these networking, vetted groups and the people that matter to you. They're going to
Yes.
feed you good information. You're not in that
Absolutely.
rat hole.
No,
And that's
absolutely.
how you fix the problems in our world today.
Yeah.
And stay, I mean, listen, stop watching the news.
Yes, I agree with you. I
You know,
stopped
start
in
reading the
2020.
book.
Yep, I'm
You
with you.
know, I don't care if it's an audiobook. I wait for the movie too. I get it.
Yeah,
You know,
yep.
but I mean, as a man, we put up these barriers.
We did.
Nobody's going to tell me how. I already know and all that. If you learn to let go and open your eyes and go, man, well, that makes a lot of sense. I learned to be listen, I once again, I'm not perfect. I'll say the word asshole on your show.
Yeah.
I have been an asshole.
Yeah, we all have.
Unknowingly,
Yeah.
right? Because I'm very direct. I have a great ingenuity mind. Everything else is stupid. Like if you give me math problems, I'll give you a color. But if you want me to make your organization work, I know how to build that engine. I see the pieces in my mind and I can
Yeah.
build that puzzle.
That's
I'm
beautiful.
outside the box creative. But everything else, and I never wanted to admit that. I'm dyslexic. I never on. Oh yeah, that I read that. It was, it was, and then I would lie about it, and then it would be, the accounting and the math and everything. And sooner or later, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I got. They were like, hey, did you know that your 1175 form needs? I'm like, banana. I don't know. So you know what? That taught me how to do that. Went and it taught me I need to find a who. It doesn't matter if I know the how. And if you find the who, make sure it's a trusted who.
I
It's a
trusted
trusted
who.
person in your network that's not out to gouge you or screw
I
you
love
over.
that. It's so
So that's
true.
why you got to build a solid network. Relationship building
So
is
true.
key to anything in life. It's an old
Absolutely.
school way of Italian saying, I got a guy.
I got a guy. I
And you
love
use
that.
that model for everything. My business model is based on that. My network group is based on that. My studios are based on that. And if you do that, I got a guy. And how do I help you? Let me introduce you to my guy.
Well, this is a perfect lead-in because audience, I got a guy you need to talk to. You have now captured the essence of Drew Casaccio, and you're going to want to get in touch with this man, if not just to have a conversation. Drew is kind enough to give his email address, so you can email Drew at D as in Drew, C as in cappuccino, so DC at 216 the net net dot com. Email Drew, just tell him you heard this episode and have a conversation. We don't know what we don't know. Conversation might go anywhere. Just embrace it and have the conversation. Drew, I want to thank you for coming into my life. And before I get all mushy and teary-eyed, I want to ask you two final questions. All right. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to use your imagination. You're sitting down with young 7 to 10 year old Drew, and you want to give him advice about life. What are you going to tell that young man?
A little cliche, but life's not a bowl of cherries. You might get one in a bowl. Buckle up.
I love it. Love it. All right. Now, new hat. Sitting down with young Drew, the young businessman entrepreneur, I want to give him advice about business. What might you tell him?
Don't be afraid to fail. It's okay. It's still an education, and you'll move forward from it.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, sir. Well, once again, thank you, Drew, for not just coming on, coming into my life, being my
Course.
brother. I love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a wonderful human being. You are providing such good in this world. And that legacy we talked about, it's growing. And I will help you carry that forward because, Drew Casaccio, you're a good man. And thanks for being on, man.
I appreciate you too. Love you back, brother. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, man. Everybody, take care. Take care of yourselves. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. I'd like you to answer this question. Are you living the life you want to live, or are you living the life others want you to live? I'd like you to think about that for a second, because I strongly suggest you live the life you want to live. If you want to learn more about what I stand for and my services and how I'm able to help many men get out of their own way, please go to my website at www.profitcompassion.com. Feel free to also email me at drew@profitcompassion.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Take care of yourself and choose to write your own story instead of letting others write it for you.